Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the MTV Gift Suites at the W Hotel in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for So You Think You Can Dance. Tonight's host is Kat Bayless. Joining Kat will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Christy Farris, Maria Kanellis, and Tangerine. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest So You Think You Can Dance news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Kat Bayless!
To the AfterBuzz TV So You Think You Dance edition from the W Hotel at the... Oh, here, get this.
MTV Style Suites of the Movie Guide Awards 2011. Are we so excited?
Yes.
Are we so excited? Y'all, okay, I'm here with my girls. We got Christy Ferris, we got Tangerine.com, we got my girl Maria Kanellis sitting beside me, and we might have a couple of, like, famous guests today. I don't know. I can't give it away yet.
There's so many around here.
We might have like a celebrity moment in a minute. You know, maybe I'll just like run over and start screaming. Oh, I just saw Steve-O. I gave him a big old hug.
There's a lot of gorgeous women up in here today, including ourselves.
Look at the two down there.
Look at you.
Hey now. Hey now.
You can't even see the tight pants.
Oh, I know. She might have to stand up in a minute.
I might have. Go ahead. Go ahead. Breathe.
Go ahead. Show them your tight pants.
Oh, baby.
Turn around.
Ow. There we go.
Work it.
We're going to have to go down the line, I think.
I know. Excuse me.
At some point.
Kat Bayless is hosting the show. That means everyone has to dance. So You Think You Can Dance.
Okay? So You Think You Can Dance.
So next, we're going to have to get up in a little bit, and everyone's going to do like one little thing, okay? But not now. So we're so excited. We're actually going to be talking about last night's show, which was episode 3 in the L.A. It was at the Orpheum, right?
Yeah, the Orpheum. Downtown Los Angeles.
Let me tell you something. I was so impressed. I couldn't even like sit in my chair last night.
I think I cried. I cried like so many times, like listening to their stories and watching them dance.
Absolutely.
I
mean,
I'm just like, oh my gosh.
We're gonna start from the top. We're gonna go through. But
okay.
Raise your hand if you're a dancer.
I am a dancer.
I love it. Come on, Christy. You dance at the clubs.
Listen, I can act like I dance. You know, I mean, that's what I do.
Hold on,
a lot of musical
raise
theater.
Your hand, Christy. What is this bracelet?
Bling.
A bling. I'm kind of jealous right now, y'all. You should see this bracelet. It's like five in one.
I don't know. I just saw it.
What are those?
Elbow,
elbow, wrist, touch my chest and blow a kiss.
I know. I bought it somewhere in. I was had a vacation in Santa Barbara. That's where I bought it, in Santa Barbara.
Okay, well, nice. We all need one for this show next time.
Yes.
Okay.
My birthday just passed. Come on.
Well, let's jump right in. Okay, so I think everyone else out there knows who the judges are. We've got Nigel Lithgow, Ty Storia. How do you spell his last name? How do you say his last name?
Diorio.
Diorio, and then Mary Murphy.
Woo-hoo.
Mary Murphy.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. She's back.
Train.
Yeah, train wreck.
Train.
I love her, by the way.
I do, too. I missed her sometimes when she wasn't there. I needed her.
She's a sweetheart.
She makes me so excited.
She is.
Yeah. So we started off with this this girl, Jordan Casanova. I want to call her the naughty girl.
Oh. Yes, because that's what she dances.
By the way, you know how old she is? 18.
18 years old.
What?
18 Ooh. Years old.
Sexy.
I kind of got a little heated.
I did, too.
It was
but
weird.
But it wasn't trashy sexy.
Right. It was cute.
It was
sexy.
Girl you want to marry, but you also want to play with.
Right.
Like every man's dream sexy.
Okay. So, Tangerine, that extension, I mean, her extension, I mean, her leg was, like, literally past her head.
And strong.
Exactly. Yes. And very, she pointed her toes correctly. She had great form. But the look in her face is what sold it.
I know.
She was so confident.
Yeah. But I have one negative thing to say.
Captivating. What?
One negative thing.
What is it?
I didn't feel like she was very rhythmic. I felt it was all about technique, and it wasn't more about the feeling. Like,
but as she continues to grow, I mean, you know, she's 18.
Oh my God! No.
You know what I mean? So and as she continues to grow, she'll
when I was 18, I didn't have any feeling. Yeah, I didn't. Well, first I hadn't had any. You know what?
So it comes, that's good to know. Good for you for waiting that long.
This is so much fun. When I was watching the American Idol auditions, and you can tell, I'm gonna say this. You can tell which girls have had sex and which girls haven't.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, it is so apparent.
You can't. But I think with her as well, it would be interesting to see her do other things.
Oh
right,
my God.
And that's what I love about So You Think You Can Dance, because they have a lot of talent when they're chosen, but you watch them grow.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're amazing by the end of it, and they've learned all these new styles, and they're
and they surprise themselves.
Things,
yeah.
And so their face expressions are even that much more, you know, captivating.
Right.
I love it.
I didn't love her outfit though. I think her outfit
was
kind of,
you know what it was? Meant. It was like she was going to practice.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
She was going to dance class.
Yeah.
Over there at the Edge or at the dance center, and she was just, you know, I feel like, yes, her dancing captivated everybody, but I feel, and I know they like to keep it minimal because they want to see the body.
Right.
But I know, y'all, I'm sorry, but it's kind of like a pageant. You're out there, you're in the open, we can talk about her body.
Okay.
I didn't think that.
Her body shouldn't have been exposed.
Right.
Not like that.
You said it, I didn't.
She had great legs.
I'm bold, I'm going to say
it. I am too.
I didn't love her midsection.
No.
She should have worn a tight tank top to cover it, something
or
flattering for her shape and still.
Or tangerine. What about this? Maria, you know this, like maybe like a sheer tank. Or something.
Because right. Those are sexy.
Yeah.
And they don't show the flab.
Yeah.
Right. Love sheer tanks.
But
love
sheer tanks. She had great legs. She had great arms.
Right.
She had great chest. Don't show us what isn't great.
Exactly.
But I think that's the great thing about being a performer. She's like, I don't care about that. I need to go out there and just be me, and I'm going to do my thing. And I want you to see that it has nothing to do about my shape, my size. It has to do with my talent, my passion behind what I'm doing.
Thank you. Amen, sister.
Yes.
You know, and the thing is variety's great. We don't want everybody to be sick thin and like a pack, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Speaking of a surprise, DC Chapman, I think his first name was Darion or something.
Yes, Darion DC Chapman.
I'm in love. Like, what was that?
First of all, I actually teared up during his story.
About his, tell us the story.
Okay, he's 23 years old. He already auditioned last year for season 7, didn't make it, but him and his girlfriend promised each other they would come back and try it this year. She's 5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
They're excited about it. It's a planned pregnancy at age 23.
Yeah.
They live with his parents.
Uh-huh.
And obviously his parents have children that are about the age the baby is, because he's playing with kids, and the parents are like, oh yeah, he's going to be a great father. We can tell by the way he plays with our kids. So it's going to be that weird, my cousin and my brother and sister are all the same age as my aunt and uncle thing.
Oh, for sure.
But the love I saw in his eyes when he talked about his girlfriend, and when he came up there, I was worried that he was going to embarrass black people, because he got up there and they were like, what are you going to do? He's like, well, I'm going to sea walk like they do on the West Side.
Yeah, in the wheelchair.
Right,
that's
right.
In the wheelchair.
Right. Oh, I'm right.
Then he did. Then he did.
And then I just like, oh,
yes,
oh, move. Is that like?
It's a new song. It's got a new video.
Okay.
It's really hot in the clubs, and everybody's like, "Cat, Daddy."
Wait, can you teach us? Can we try to do it now?
Cat.
Let's do it.
You put your arms like this.
Yeah,
like
you're
like
this.
Teach us. You do like you're in a wheelchair.
Wait, wheelchair.
And then you go one way like you're skiing, the other way, and then you dip all the way down.
Oh!
I just said, bam, bam, woo! And then he said, skirt, skirt.
Nice.
So he. I love that he got Nigel to do the dance, too, though.
That is so fun.
That was
that
hilarious.
That saved it, though, I think. I think that really saved it. Because he was going down the path of,
oh my gosh, ghetto guy with a baby mama. Then he became so endearing.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, I want him to get it. And the song choice was incredible. Ooh. Because it wasn't hip hop or rap.
No.
It was like, Frank Sinatra.
Yes. Sinatra.
Girl.
Yeah,
it was sexy.
I mean, that's life. Cool. Frank Sinatra, that's life. That
you know what? I looked at him and I went, this guy should be on Broadway.
Yes.
Every single beat he was on, it didn't matter if it's a finger, it was moving.
Right,
and that's
right,
very
right.
Bossy. I mean, hello.
It's like, he took, he really made sure that every detail.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about dancing. Because you're like really making sure. It's not just sloppy.
Oh,
it's not you're just doing.
But it has to be that combination that of the detail with the fluidity.
Yes.
Okay.
And he
had
that.
Can we just say, here's the difference between DC and the first girl, Jordan.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would rather watch DC than Jordan, because I grew up with like competition dance and all that stuff.
Right,
so
me too.
For me, I can do all that stuff. Like, things I can't do, I'm like, oh, you're so fabulous.
Right.
Because it's just natural. That kid has no technique.
What dance was he doing?
I've never seen him.
But the fact that he chose a Frank Sinatra song,
yeah.
He had on like some regular casual clothing, and he did moves that I don't even know what category they go in.
No.
But it caught my attention. It was so interesting for me. It was like hip-hop goes Broadway.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, and I respect that.
Yeah. And you know what? They actually did that with a show called In the Heights.
Yeah.
And so they took the hip hop and made and rap, and they put that sucker on Broadway. And it got nominated and won a couple of Tony Awards. So
Is it still on Broadway?
You can definitely do it.
I gotta go New York.
It ended maybe like last year. A friend of mine was in it, so I went to go see it. But I was saying all that to say that there's a place for him on Broadway.
Broadway, are you listening?
Sure. Yeah, right.
It's almost like he took his life and put it into hip hop. Because there was moments in there that he looked out towards his girl. There was moments he looked out towards the judges saying, please, have me on the show. And he looked at them and he's like, I'm doing it.
Talk about inside his body and coming out of the judges. I mean, I bet Mary Murphy was like,
I love it. I didn't do that.
So here we go, next girl, Ariel Coco, a veteran, and she's what, 21 years old? She's already been there like three times before.
Yes. Right. I felt bad for her.
I think she might win. I'm sorry, I'm gonna hands down.
She grew tremendously. Yes.
And they love those stories.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I have to give props to anybody who will wait in the line to get the number and audition and do it again the next year when they were told no, and do it again and again. Like, you really have to have a lot of heart, a lot of courage, a lot of oomph, I guess.
Confidence. She's like, you know what? I know I've got it in me somewhere.
Right.
And one of these years, I'm going to find it, and you're going to see it.
And that's the thing that people don't realize. Like, young people, they need to, all of us actually, in general, they say you must fail often in order to be successful one time.
Right.
So we have to, like, that was a testimony to me to make sure. I mean, look at us with the Sistars. You know what I mean? We made sure we keep pushing and pushing.
We've been through something.
Our
show is called the Sistars. But Colonel Sanders, they said that when he was about 70 years old, his retirement checks weren't enough for him to keep a living after he retired. So he tried to sell his chicken recipe all around the country. He was turned down like 1,091 times.
No.
And he kept trying, and finally somebody bought it, and now we have KFC.
KFC. There you go.
And thank heavens for that.
Yes.
So that is what
they got
Ariel represents
now.
To me.
Yes.
The young KFC.
Yes, yes.
And she was so powerful now.
Yes.
In past auditions, she's been a little weaker. But now, all of a sudden, she had this strength. And they even talked about it. The judges talked about how strong she had gotten.
Well, you can tell she's been putting in the work.
You can tell. I love that she didn't come back doing at the same level she was last year.
Yeah.
But is she the same one that was walking real sexy and slow?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And looked the judges right in
and
the
eye. Look at them.
And she's got the red lips.
I was like,
I was like, what?
What? She was going to eat them alive.
I know.
Was like, pause. Let me enjoy this moment.
Well, you can't pause, girl. You got a DVR. Okay, next we've got the Asian girl, the Japanese girl.
Hiro.
Hiro. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, talk about unique. What was that?
Yeah. Her broken English was so adorable. Her broken English, I was so proud of her.
And it was amazing.
And she said, I didn't have money to go to school to learn English, so I learned it from TV and movies and my lover at the time.
Yeah, my lover at the time.
I love her out here.
My boyfriend.
Go ahead, girl.
They had the same kind of language. Just wasn't
English. Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously.
I guess so.
So what do you think of her dancing?
I thought her dancing was so original and amazing, and it was like she took every single beat and was like, I'm going to put a move in there, and I'm going to put another move in there, and my body's going to go this way because there's a little bit more bass there. It was amazing.
Yeah, she paid attention to that song she chose. And
she knows every single muscle in her body.
Right.
Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I can't move like that. Like, that's a gift from God. Like, that is one of those things
where
it's like,
I can't wait to see her, you know, dance. I can't wait to see where she goes in the competition.
Well, she's going to have to do partnering. She's going to have to do tap.
She's going to have to do ballet.
She's going to do miracle.
Yeah.
Ballroom, salsa, tango.
Hip-hop. Yeah.
I mean,
Mia
Michaels.
The one thing she said is that Japanese people are very detail-oriented. I know that because when I was over there, the way they would wrap one souvenir for me was irritating. Because if I'm buying six gifts, they would wrap each one individually and put a little tape on it and tape here and then put a ribbon on it and then put it inside a box. We're like, I'm ready to go.
I have a question. Have you ever seen Love Actually, the movie?
Oh, yeah,
when Mr. Bean does that? When he's like, and the guy's like, come on,
that was
wrap
me.
It.
I'm telling you,
that was the girl. That was the girl.
But that detail is what transferred into her dancing. And that's why she heard every beat and the bass, like you were saying, and she hit it. It was really good to watch.
I really liked how their intro to say you're going to Vegas, they're like, we better just go call your dad because you're going to Vegas.
Yeah. That was cute.
It was cute. Yeah. They got some good one-liners.
They had a great one.
Well, next we had our crazy Santa Claus. That was just stupid.
You know, I fast-forwarded through that.
I did.
I don't like him.
And then he had like a six-pack of fat.
You know what? I actually thought he danced better on the street, on the little pre-roll that they did, than he did on the actual stage. Because he was about outside booty popping for the audience.
He was nervous.
And he was doing like some crumping dancing. And he's supposed to be Claus the Crump or something like that. Yeah, the Claus of Crump. So I thought he was going to get in there and just
do
kill
it.
I mean, anybody who's going to be overweight with blush on and paint their beard white, I'm thinking you better bring it because we're watching you.
Oh.
Yeah.
And his performance was like, at one point I thought he was going to do a backflip because he went like this. And then he just stopped. And they looked at the audience, and I was like, oh, this is bad.
You know what? I feel like So You Think You Can Dance is not having a lot of poor, bad people on the show. I feel like they're actually showing us good dancers, and then they're going to show us Santa Claus.
They're going to throw in a couple.
Right.
That's ones for, like, the boyfriends that you're watching it with. They're like, oh, look at this one.
I was watching with my boyfriend, and he was like, everybody was doing so well. He was like, show me who did badly.
Yes!
You know, people watch American Idol auditions because they want to see people do that, you know, horrible, squeaky sound.
Or just, like, some of those people who fail, like, you know, doing the backflips and failing their,
And that's what we want to see. So he was like, everybody's doing good. And I said, hold on, let me show you Claus again. Remember he squeezed his big belly together and made a six-pack out of it?
Yes.
Oh,
boo.
Crazy.
Boo. I don't like that.
Oh, God. Santa Claus. Goodbye. Goodbye to North Pole.
No, thank you.
Exactly.
And you're not under 30, so you shouldn't be even,
auditioning. Yeah, what is wrong with these kids? Yeah. You got a little guy who's got a baby on the way going up against this guy?
No.
I mean, maybe that was their only character. I mean, American Idol has so many people to show. So it's like the same, you know, the same producers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they're like, okay, we might as well put Santa Claus in there and just make a joke out of this thing.
Right.
Okay, so how good was Janine's sister?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to be honest.
You didn't think so?
I thought she was incredibly talented, but I was bored because everybody else stepped out of the box for the audition to make me remember them.
Yeah.
And she just did a beautiful ballet number to a beautiful ballet song.
Right.
I would like to see her switch something up, like maybe the song not go with the moves or something. I knew she's talented and I know they would pick her, but I was bored.
You gotta go back to the classic.
The mouth thing is gonna be a problem all season because they've already introduced us to that, so now we're all gonna be looking
at her
mouth.
We're gonna be watching at her.
That's all I could look at when she was dancing.
It was a weird
honestly,
thing. Like, what are you trying to do? Eat me?
You're a cheerleader.
You're a cheerleader?
I was a drill team competition, so your face had to be, we all had to have the same hair.
Same hair, same face.
Pantyhose,
yes.
Makeup, face expressions. Right. It was serious.
So it's like, they do that thing where it's like A-E-I-O-U, you know, and you got, I felt like she was kind of like, it wasn't connected to her body.
Right.
No.
At all.
It was very older. It's like,
you're
going to
catch a bug.
About.
Close your mouth.
Yes.
Ow. Just close your mouth.
Ow. You know what? It's funny. I'll bring this up. We talked about Hines Ward in Dancing with the Stars the whole season about his mouth. Because you couldn't watch him because his mouth was like something crazy and his tongue was hanging out. And they were like, close your mouth.
Yeah.
So I think she'll do great with the ballroom and the tap and all of that stuff.
Yeah, but when,
but when it comes
to
hip hop, when you have to have like feel it and live it, I don't know.
Have some
what
problems.
To expect from her. Do you?
She could surprise us. We never know. I mean, she's young and she all she does is dance. So,
But you know, it's got to be hard for her because her sister's already won.
Her sister's already won, and you can see the
jealousy.
Yes.
Oh.
Because she's like, people like walk up to her like, oh my God, aren't you one of my sisters? Like, she's God or something. When she said that, I was like, ooh, she's jealous of her sister.
Well, I also liked that she said that.
Yeah.
I liked it because it made her different. Like, she wasn't just like, oh, my sister. No, she had to have a... You have to have a tiny bit of attitude to stick out on these shows.
Okay.
Even if she doesn't mean it, she might mean it, she might not, but whatever.
Right.
She got to stick out.
Right.
Oh gosh, now we've got the breakdancer.
Yeah.
The breakdancer. I'm trying to remember
who's
him.
That?
Yeah, that was like the
The one with the bob?
The tomboy.
Oh, no, the tomboy.
No, yes, the tomboy. She looked like a man.
The tomboy, the little boy, her name was Patty Anna. I think she Patty should go Ann. Out and change her name to Pat. She's okay. gorgeous, though. She's so cute, great skin, a little ponytail. She had a bow tie on and a flannel yes. shirt. And her job for a living was a style consultant. So
yeah.
that was funny to me because she's like, she did have a lot of style, but it was for a man.
Right. Yeah.
But she
right.
could dance.
And she also was in the Berklee School of Music.
Right.
Yes. Oh, that's her yeah. amazing. Yeah. That's where her rhythm came from. Right. She was so emotional.
Yeah, she was crying when they were telling her, how good she was.
Okay, we got to do that dance one more time.
All right.
Okay, which one? You want okay, to do the cat
daddy skirt? Because I want to see,
because
you got to
dance. Yeah, you got to dance.
I know. Right here, y'all. DC Chat, baby.
Here we go. All right. We're going to go right, left, and then skirt.
Okay.
Right,
we left,
and
skirt. Skirt.
Yes, yes.
And right, left.
Skirt.
And
right. Oh, I feel like a worm. What? We can put better at the table for the win.
It's skirt.
It's skirt.
It's skirt. It's going to take us a little commercial break.
Yes.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This yeah. is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Christy, what did
you
say?
Closer to me.
Okay. Hey!
Hey! We are back!
And we're back, y'all! And guess what? We have a new guest on, Miss Allison Aislett from what? The only show out there that's like the hot, well, except for our show.
Honestly.
The Boys.
The Boys.
The Boys.
That's a big deal.
Everybody hold your finger up so everybody knows. The Boys.
Yes. I get everyone to try to flash their V on Twitter.
Nice.
That's what I call it. Flash your V.
Flash your V. Yes. Yeah. Wow. I like that.
Very provocative.
So are you having a good time?
Oh my gosh, it's been amazing. I mean, none of us knew when we started this show it was going to become as huge of a hit as it has. And we start live shows on Tuesday this coming week. And they're setting me up in what they're calling the V Room. So people can tweet in live during the show, and the artists come and talk to me, and then I ask them people's Twitter questions, and the artists answer it live on the show. Like,
that's hot.
We become an interactive show starting Tuesday. It's going to be amazing.
Cool. You were on it, though, last week, right?
Sorry?
You've already been on it, though.
Yeah,
I've seen
yeah,
you. Yeah.
I'm the V correspondent, so on the show, I've been doing little promos for our website, but on the website, like, all the behind-the-scenes yeah. info comes from me.
Yeah. yeah. Girl, you're awesome.
Yeah.
You rock. Where are you
Everybody's
from?
Everybody's talking about Originally
show.
New Jersey.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Jersey.
Girl. Wait till I get drunk.
Yeah.
That's what it always
does. I love my We're Jersey angry. Girl. Right. Yeah. 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 All my friends are from Jersey. From
so are you allowed to say that? Like, yeah. who's your favorite or anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a couple front runners at least. I mean, everyone's talking about Javier, obviously. Jeff is a huge contender, you know.
Yeah.
And Adam, I think Adam as a whole has the strongest team. But
right.
then you have people like Beverly on Christina's team, who she could kill it. She could knock it out of the water.
How is she in person? You've met
Beverly,
all these
Beverly
guys.
Is one of those people that when you sit down next to her, life is just better.
Oh
like
my
she's
God.
Just got this amazing view on life. She's just happy and loves life, and she's just great. Like,
that
yeah.
makes me happy. Yeah. How old is she?
She's in her 40s. She's our oldest contestant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea. She kind of
first battle round when we saw her like fully done up in makeup, I was like, you're gorgeous.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Same with Frenchie. Frenchie in person is like, she's got the most stunning skin I've ever seen on any human
nice.
Being. Like,
your wow. skin's nice too, buddy.
No, yes, yeah. thank you. It ain't Frenchie's skin though.
I love hearing that people in real life are great and they have a great positive attitude.
Right. Yeah.
And I just pray they keep it the bigger they get.
Exactly.
They get.
I mean, already our top 16 have already started getting recognized in places. Like they walk around town and people are like, wait, you're the cowboy from The Voice.
Exactly.
You know? So they're starting to feel
it's
it.
Awesome.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I
love
yeah.
those stories.
Yeah.
Well,
Reach
I mean, it's a singer. I mean, have you ever done a singing competition type of show?
I have not worked on one, no. I mean, I used to watch American Idol. I used to be into that kind of stuff.
Right.
My whole family's musicians, so music's always been, like, a big part of my life.
So great.
Which is why when I got approached about this job, I was like, wait,
I get to be a part of a music show, and I just get to like tweet and be do social media stuff, which is what I do in my free time anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
No brainer. Let's go. So you have a lot more hits now too.
Yeah, definitely. And especially when we go live and like I'm actually incorporated into the show, like I'm expecting it to really pop then.
And what's your Twitter so everybody can
it's
follow
at
you?
Allison Haislip, AllisonHaislip.
Y'all got that? Y'all got that?
Make sure you tweet in. Talk about the show.
I will. And I am not shy to retweet people who say embarrassing things on Twitter. So just be careful what you tweet me.
Beware.
Yes. What's another favorite show? Do you watch So You Think You Can Dance?
Obsessed with that show.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
I love
that show. So
let's see the
LA audition that just happened.
Yes.
Exactly. I watched 3 hours of it last night.
Oh. Yeah. Well, girlfriend, who's your fave? Who's your fave?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know if I know them well enough yet. Oh, how about Janine's sister?
Oh, you're just talking about her.
Yeah.
What about the breakdancer that's having the kid?
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Or the girl. The girl who wore the bow tie?
That's Anna, the little tomboy.
Right. We called her the tomboy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm so excited for this season.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. So I thought the LA auditions are probably the best.
Well, it's LA. It's to be expected. It would be embarrassing if LA wasn't so good.
But it's usually not that good, though.
Right. That's true.
So everybody stepped their game up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was awesome.
And you know, the only thing about LA that I thought was there wasn't that much variety. There was no ballroom, there was no salsa, there was no different styles of dance. It was mostly contemporary.
Yeah, it seemed like New York in the New York episode and New York and Utah.
Yeah,
they really had a lot of art.
Let me tell you, those Utah girls and boys can dance.
They came out kicking. I'm amazed.
They're serious.
Yeah, do we have
Vegas
else
next
week?
Vegas is next week, right?
Oh, I can't wait. We're off to the.
Yeah,
Vegas.
Wait.
Yeah.
But I cry multiple times while I watch that show.
Me too.
All the time.
Are you a dancer?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I used to be. Like growing up, I was like in dance classes, and like I can do a time step, but that's about it.
Can you do it right now? Your AfterBuzz chorus line.
Yes.
Or 42nd Street.
Yes.
42nd Street.
And if you're just tuning in because you didn't know we were doing this, we are right here live at the W Hotel in Hollywood at the MTV Awards Gifting Suite.
We are
talking about So You Think You Can Dance, but we have a special guest, Allison Haislip. Did I say the last name right? I love your last name, actually.
Yes.
From The Voice.
The Voice.
And we're having fun and we're dancing. And we might get
her
to sing, too.
We love it. We can't help it.
We might get her to sing. Oh, dear God.
Are we saying to sing now?
We got to get her to sing because she's on The Voice.
Do it.
We should just start like a five-girl acapella group right now.
You can just sing AfterBuzz TV. That's all you got to sing.
How do
just
I
make
sing
up
it?
A little tune. Just like, whatever you want.
AfterBuzz TV.
Yes!
AfterBuzz.
Yes! I love it.
Do it. Do your job.
I thought we were doing it as
we're going to use that on our show. We're going to use that. They have a tape.
Oh, nice. Fantastic.
That's why I repeated after her. I thought we were doing it in harmony.
Awesome.
I was trying to do it in harmony. But it didn't work.
No?
Yeah, because we don't know how to sing.
Work on that for next time.
Christy actually knows how to sing. Christy sings on my voicemail when she leaves me messages and she forgets that she's on a voicemail.
Right.
That's when I'm tired and horny.
That's
can you give us a note? She sang on my birthday. She sang happy birthday to me in the parking lot what was that? The Conga Room.
Yeah, the Conga Room.
She sang happy birthday to
Jamie Foxx's Conga Room.
Yes, Jamie Foxx's Conga Room.
Happy birthday to you.
Look at all this talent over here.
Happy birthday to
okay, that's enough.
All right, back to Allison.
Nobody has a birthday party.
I've never seen you on show again.
Don't
Can you cast for the voice? Because I think she belongs there.
Yes.
Season 2, baby. We
there
start
we
in
go.
January.
There we go. There we go. Nice.
We're recruiting everybody. Lillian's going to do it, too.
Oh, Lillian.
Our
yes,
Lillian, yeah.
I'm in love with Lillian's voice.
I know. Isn't it beautiful?
It's beautiful.
I know.
Yes. Another one of our hosts that we're talking about right now, Lillian Garcia, former WWE diva, and she is amazing voice as well. So we could do like a whole singing, dancing,
monologue.
I have a play guitar.
I have a question.
We're having a dance party at this end of the table.
I know, because you guys don't know.
We're here.
We have a DJ in here.
By the way, I have to say that this is the best panel of girls I've ever been on. I'm having so much fun. All right, y'all. We're heading into commercial. We'll see y'all in just a little bit.
Yeah, thank you.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
Good television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Hey, y'all, and we're back, and guess who we have as a special guest? We've got the one and only Allie Landry.
Allie Landry.
Hi,
girl.
Hey.
This is where the party is. Yes. What are you guys doing over here?
I'm having a good time.
Party and dancing. Yes. Tom Steppin'.
Yes. I see that.
You are gorgeous in real life. I used to watch you on TV, and I'm like so close. I'm like, wow, she's really pretty.
You are gorgeous.
Thank
you.
And she's nice.
Yeah. I was just looking at you over there going, wow.
Very nice. Thank you so much.
And just so you guys know, I did have the opportunity to guest star on her show on Eve. So they were really nice to me, and I always want to give them props. I did play the celibate girl. Not too far from how I lived my life.
It was all acting.
Yes, we had a good time on that show.
Yes, yes.
It was definitely lots of fun. Lots of fun.
So what do you have going on now? What's going on
with
you?
Well, I have a baby growing in my belly. That's number one.
That's what I was about to say. There's the glow. My sister just had a baby a week ago.
Congratulations.
Thank y'all.
I have one that's already almost, she's almost four. She'll be four next month, Estella.
Nice.
And then I'm like a little over 5 months.
Congratulations.
So that's good. And I just sold a television show. Started about a year ago getting together all these celebrity moms. You know, I just figure, you know, we're all around the same age. We all have children. We all kind of see each other at events. But, you know, you don't really talk to each other, which is so odd in this town, don't you think?
Right.
Yeah, it is.
So it was really important to me just to kind of come together as a group of women and just really kind of support each other. So we started a supper club. We do it once a month. We do it at someone's house. It's potluck. It's fun.
We share tips
and secrets. So we actually sold it like a television version of that show. So some of the girls will still come on. We'll still have guests. We're doing it with the former executive producer of Oprah for 20 years. And then I'm launching a site for moms, a product review site for moms called Spokes Moms. And we're doing a big celebrity red carpet event called the Red Carpet Event, but Celebrities Driving Awareness for Car Seat Safety. It's the number one killer of children. And we have three web series that we just sold as well, just partnered with Ustream, who I think we're on right now.
Yeah,
Ustream.
So
there's lots of things going on.
I mean, and how wonderful is that to be able to come together for people who are not on TV to see celebrities going through the same thing that they go through, because sometimes they don't think that we're different. I mean, that we're, you know, they think that we're different from
them. It's so weird because they're like, oh, you guys are so normal. Well, you know, it's
exactly
the perception is totally skewed. Like, you deal with everything. Everybody has the same issues.
Right.
The diaper still has to be changed.
Yes.
Whether you're
the
on
baby still
TV
or
you're
not. You still get a little tired. Yeah. So. And you're still trying to run a career. So,
Well, good for you for being able to be a mom and be so busy with so many different things going on.
I'm in the energy phase of my pregnancy, so I'm trying to take full advantage.
Okay.
Yes, it's good. It's good.
Good for you.
That's wonderful. So you said you have a four-year-old.
Yes, she's going to be four next.
What's her name?
Estella.
Estella. Oh, that just flows.
And is this a boy or girl? Is it too soon to know? Five months, I'm not sure.
We're really not. I do know. But I'm not. I don't think I'm ready to say on
E Street.
Okay.
Okay.
But you know, it'll be a surprise. Yes. We're very excited. We'd be very excited either way.
I have a question. I read in the news there was a couple who was having a baby, but they didn't want to give the baby a sex. They wanted the baby to grow up and choose its own sex. So they weren't going to tell anybody what the sex was. And just let the baby kind of discover it as it grew up.
Right.
How do you feel about that? It was the weirdest thing for me to read that.
You know, really, I really don't like to judge. I'm like in a place in my life where I'm like, you know, love more, judge less.
Nice.
So it's like everybody kind of has their own way of, you know, raising their child or even however, you know, living their life. So I understand that concept. It's just, you know, it's... they will be exposed to society, these children, and even my daughter, like, for example, the whole princess thing, like, we are not, oh my gosh, you're a princess, like, none of that, but for some reason, the kid is fascinated with everything Disney and princess, so,
right.
You know, they kind of, yes, they find their way, but they're going to identify with, of course, other children that kind of look like them. It's rare when they sort of go the opposite direction, you know, if they identify with the opposite sex, which there's obviously cases, but... you know, I'm just, you know, to each their own. The most important thing is to give them love and nurture them and
good
let them flourish.
Good answer. Sweet are you.
It is a good answer.
Sweet girl. Very
sweet,
too.
Life is too short, right. You know.
It
is. I agree with you.
It's too
that.
Short.
What advice would you give to a young mother or a mother that's out there now who might be struggling a little bit with raising their child? Or I mean, just what advice would you give to help them want to come to your show? That's why I'm asking. So when your show comes out, they're going to say, oh, I have to get advice from them.
I think the most important thing I think that I learned from the very beginning is really to surround yourself. You really need your support system. And it doesn't, I'm here in LA and I would love, of course, for it to be my family, but my family lives in a different state. My husband's family lives in a different country.
Wow.
So I really have been forced to find friends that have children. I meet women at the, you know, whether it's at Babies R Us when I'm trying to find a bottle or, you know, at my pediatrician, and really just surrounding yourself with a support system of women or people that you can really depend on or ask those questions or whether you need a sitter or, you know, it's hard to go through it alone and there's no reason that you have to. There's so many people out there that want to help out and share their knowledge, and that's really what this supper club was for us, you know,
smart
just really
idea.
Coming together as women and supporting each other and lifting each other up, because you see so many things on television where, you know, they really, it's drama, they want the drama, which is great. I watch it all, like I love it,
yeah,
but you know, I'm in a different place in my life, and it's really just supporting
each other. If people want to find out more about your charity, where can they go to?
Well, it's a show.
It's a show.
Okay. It's a show. This is a show. But one of the things that the companies I work with is Safe Kids, and Safe Kids is they focus on everything safety with children, whether it's at the house, whether it's, you know, there's so many children right now that are dying. People are leaving their children in the cars, like thinking that they're fine, and the temperature's probably double that in the car. We already just hit 500 children since 1998. Like, that was last week. The 500th child just passed away in the car because they were left there. And then we do car seat safety, we do poison control, we do everything. So I've been working with them for the past year.
So Safe Kids.
Yeah, Safe Kids.
Safe Kids.
And what made you get involved with them?
You know,
was
really,
there an incident,
the honest truth is that I met a woman, her name is Christine Miller, and her child was 3 years old, same age as mine, and she went to a store to buy, he grew out of his car seat, and she said, I'm ready, I need another one. And they recommended her putting him in a booster, and it was too soon. And they got a car accident that same day. And she had her other child, her little girl, who was younger, in a 5-point harness, and she had him in a booster, and he was ejected from the car, and he died. And I just thought every parent has
terrible.
To put their child, you know, whether they have autism or whatever, like any child has to go in a car seat, everybody. So and no one's talking about it. No one's talking about the safety and the requirements and the height and what's direct, you know, really how to keep your child safe as possible in the car. So it's like I just wanted to really be proactive because I knew it could have easily happened to me. And after I went through the course, like I became a technician myself, and after doing that, my car seat was so messed up in my car. And most parents, you just kind of do what you think is the safest, and,
right.
and 9 out of 10, it's really not installed correctly. So,
is that a lawsuit for the people that sold the booster seat too early that recommended it? Are they responsible or no?
I don't think there was a lawsuit. No, no. But you know, it's just education, really. And
right.
as a parent, like once you have a child, it really, you know, it changes your perspective. A life as a woman, it's a whole different ball game
I
after
heard.
That.
I heard.
children. And you know what else I've learned? It's not about children, but the seatbelt in general.
Yeah.
There's a safety warning that says if the seat is reclined, uh-huh, it doesn't protect you from going forward if you get in an accident. So all the things about having you have to have the seatbelt, yeah, on, if you're leaning back in your chair to take a nap or because you're a gangster or whatever, it's not protecting you, and you, right, can really kill yourself, right, if you get, right, into an accident. Right. And most people don't realize that.
Well, really, we should all be in 5-point harnesses. It's the safest. Like, that's what the race car drivers do. They have the,
oh,
you know,
right, yeah,
like where you snap here and it snaps here. Like, that is where you are safest. But, you know,
right,
we got to start somewhere, so we're going to kind of get the word out there.
Well, I'm glad that you became a voice for that. That's,
yeah,
awesome.
Nobody's talking about that. You see right here, AfterBuzz, yeah, TV exclusive. You are learning safety things about the car.
There we go.
This is great.
Yeah, love it.
I see you guys are talking about, what show are you talking about?
Shall You Face the King?
I have not seen it. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
You can catch up. You guys, because you guys seem like you are totally into it.
We're acting out the dances.
We have to do some of the dance moves as
well.
Yes.
Really?
Before you leave,
oh,
I think
gosh,
we're going to have to get some cat dance.
Yeah. Yeah. Unibody.
When you do it. It's part of the dance.
That's so funny. So what other shows are you guys watching on television right now? I am, personally, I have to say, I'm going through complete and total withdrawal in the afternoons now that Oprah is gone.
Oh, my God.
I do not know what to do with myself.
That's a big deal.
Dr. Oz, God bless you. I love you, but you're just not filling my Oprah void.
Nobody can.
No?
Nobody can.
And then it was like all in 1 week. Like, Oprah's gone. American Idol's gone. America's Top Model's gone.
Family went off the air because,
yes,
that's one of my favorite shows.
Oh,
my
gosh.
That's
a good
show.
They're
coming back, though.
But the voice
back
is really amazing.
I love the voice.
Yes. Love the voice. That's
really good. We just talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a fave? Do you have a fave?
You know, I think it's still too early,
okay,
for me to really,
okay,
like.
Who's your favorite celebrity coach?
The coach? Yeah. I love CeeLo. He's just,
isn't
like,
he?
You know, he's so cute. He puts it out there.
Yeah.
He's just like,
yeah,
you just want to hug him. I really love
him.
I love it.
We all have crushes on Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, I don't.
What about
she's
man
like,
right,
oh,
now, I think.
I know.
What about American Idol? Were you guys happy with the choice, the final
I
choice?
Him.
Scotty,
you
did,
I did
too. Did
I did the AfterBuzz American Idol all season. And I said, they're going to pick a 15 or 16-year-old, and they're going to pick somebody country. They never had a country boy. There was something about Scotty, y'all, that captivated America.
He was good. And let me tell you, that little shy little country boy learned how to work that camera.
Oh.
Did you see him, like, pulling, like, his eyes and his little looks?
And
at the end, like, I was like, go, Scotty.
Alex.
Like, look at you.
Oh,
yeah.
That
like,
helps.
Relax down low.
The mic. I love your voice.
Cat, you're the best accent ever.
That was so funny.
All right. Well, I can't thank you for coming out today.
Oh, my gosh, thank you.
We are so excited to have you. And we will look out for your show. I'm so glad to be here.
Your three web series and your show. Did you give the title of the show?
You know, the show, we're kind of either Celebrity Moms Club or Supper Club. We're still kind of trying with the name. One of the web series is called Born by Moms. It's basically Shark Tank, but for moms, for all mom products.
Nice.
Another one is called Spokes Moms, and the other one was still tossing up with the name.
All right, y'all, go out and check out Allie's
Of
Allie's show.
The mom doing it.
I know. Mama of almost two.
Yes.
There we go. So, Allie, thank you so much for being a guest. We'll thank Christy and Tangerine and Maria. And our boy.
Who's that?
Me.
That's you.
That's you.
I gotta remind you. I know.
He's the blonde. Thank you for tuning in to So You Think You Can Dance, MTV Style Suite at the W Hotel in Hollywood. And tune in next week for the live taping of So You Think You Can Dance, episode 4.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.